Yes, look, it's fantastic to see so many people from the community taking advantage of the great weather, to our beaches, to our piers, those who are on holidays here at the moment. And it's brilliant to see that all our beaches are packed and the kids are enjoying the water and everybody's enjoying the water. But the thing that I'm concerned about is access to the beach, access to our piers and harbours, when there's cars parked everywhere without being kind of lined out so that people know where they can park and where they can't park. And you know, over the last couple of days, I've just seen access to the beaches and to the piers that you couldn't get. If emergency services had to get to the pier, that they couldn't. They would have to walk a fair distance to get there. And you know, we know ourselves, if anything happens, every second counts. And we as a council, I think we need to take responsibility here where we're inviting, we're encouraging to Malu Di Nicotine Cantor and our tourist section do great work. But when people come, they expect the services that are in most other areas and we don't have. So what I'm saying is that, yes, people who are driving cars or camper vans or whatever need to be responsible, but we also have a part to play here. And blocking off access to piers or beaches is not acceptable. It's not acceptable just because you can't find a car parking space closer to the beach.
We have seen today, even in other parts of Donegal and in Ashon, that there were parking restrictions implemented, double yellow lines, which are being ignored, causing services like buses not to go to certain routes. It seems like even with parking restrictions in place, people aren't adhering to them. So what can be done?
Well, look, I just think that we as a council need to take a look from other places around the world who sees people regularly on our beaches and enjoying the beaches. And, you know, it's great when people do come to enjoy it. And people need to have services. So we need to look towards other countries or other councils where they may be employing people on the beaches. We need to make sure there's bylaws. You know, there's a whole question around camper vans. Spent a fair bit of the day with that issue yesterday. People coming and, Jesus, like that, I'd love to have a camper van myself. I love to see people come, but, you know, the idea that people can just come and they think they can park on people's private property without, you know, even asking, and people coming then, and, you know, even if you look at Al-Jakharan, in terms of the environment, we have one bin to service a massive busy pier, especially with all the Irish students, with all the tourists and people coming home as well. So there's an awful lot of services that we as a council could put in place, but we don't, because we don't put the staff in place. And I know there's an argument there. People have been saying, oh, we're not used to this footfall on our beaches. No, we're probably not, but we should not prepare to put the services there. And look, there are great people doing fantastic work now in terms of the Donegal Adventures, working out of the port, Al-Jakharan. You have Saba in and out to the islands, and Harry to Inishbofin, and other people providing other services around kayaks and all that. But, you know, we expect them to pay rates, and out of that, we should be able to provide services that we're not. And one of them is to make sure that our beaches and our piers and harbours have a clear, safe access.
So I suppose now the work is to take this knowledge of what can happen when we're expecting more good weather as the years go on and prepare for this to happen again?
Well, look, we have a section within the council who do great work in terms of tourism and inviting people in. I have a specific interest in sustainable tourism, and we've been having conversation, and their job is not to put the services there. That's not their job, to put the yellow boxes in place and line out car parks, make sure there's ample car parks, making sure that there's bins and bins collected. Like, we have toilets spread around the whole place, Portaloos, you know, really outdated, and we don't have anybody to clean the toilets that we have. We're not employing the staff. We've seen even today with the announcement of funding from the department from the Gaeltachta for our coastal communities. And certainly encouraging to see that. But if we had the staff, and look, again, been looking for this meeting with the directors in terms of the marine, and yet failing to respond. And I just think what it is that if we had the adequate staff, if we had the interest and the issue on the top we were talking about, we might be able to move forward. But not having the interest maybe, or having the staff in place, it's just not acceptable.